Good morning, children. Thank you very much. That's pretty good. I want to tell you a story. If you've got a brother or a sister, or a really close friend that is like a brother or sister, put your hand up. All right. Who's ever, had a bit of a fight with them or got angry with them? Thank you for honesty. I want to tell you a story about me and my brother. I've got a brother, and he's 3 years younger than me, and his name is Nick. And, he's a pretty good brother, and I like him a lot. But, sometimes little brothers can be really annoying. Abigail's nodding over here. That sounds familiar. And so we would play a lot, and sometimes he would get annoying, and so... it's funny because we'd get a little cranky with each other. And what we'd do is we'd get these cardboard rolls, from the Glad Wrap or something, and we'd, pretend they were swords. And we'd have these sword fights, and then he might start beating me a little bit, and so I'd go pop on the head, and I'd run. And, and it was great because, on the straights, because I was taller and longer legs, I could beat him. And so I'd streak ahead, but then I'd come to a corner, and because he was little and lighter, he was faster in the corners. So he'd catch up with me and go, bonk, and hit me. And then I'd turn around and have to start chasing him again. This may sound familiar to some of you. Now, the trouble is, he would tease me, say, come on, you can't get me, and I'd chase him and try to hit him. And then I'd grab him and we'd wrestle. And then this one day, we were wrestling, and we got backed up against the front door, which happened to be made out of glass. And he goes, shut up! He got so angry with me, he just pushed me. Guess what happened? I went, and I hit the glass door, and it broke, and it shattered, and we both froze. And I was fine, I wasn't hurt, don't worry. But, all of a sudden we were like, oh, now we're really going to be in trouble. And Mum and Dad came racing out of the house and said, what happened? And we said, oh, it was an accident. We're really sorry. And they said, oh, they were so angry with us. And my brother looked kind of scared because he thought he might have hurt me. And I was kind of scared because I thought I might have been hurt as well. And so they took us aside and they said, now say sorry to each other. And I said, sorry. And he said, yeah, sorry. Were we really sorry? No, we weren't, were we? So Mum and Dad made us stand there until we got it right, until we actually meant that we were sorry. And they said how I might have been hurt by the door. And that kind of scared me, because broken glass can really hurt people. And then I thought about how angry I was with him and how really I liked him, because he was a pretty nice younger brother. And so I said, I'm really sorry. And then he said, yeah, I'm really sorry too. And we were friends again, just like that. So, I guess we're talking about being sorry today. And we talked about it in our Sabbath school. When you do something wrong, what should you say to someone? You should say, I'm sorry, shouldn't you? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and it makes you happy again. That's right. And sometimes when you do something bad, you know who else you should say sorry to? Yeah. Jesus. That's right. When you do something and you know you shouldn't have done it, you say sorry to Jesus as well. And you know what? He'll always say, it's okay. You can go back to your seats now.